I'm Henry McNulty, and this is From the Studio. I'm joined today by Stage Left Theater to talk about their in-concert production of Next to Normal. That's July 17th and 18th and 24th and 25th. I'm joined here in the studio by the director, Rebecca Craven.
Good morning.
Rebecca. And by Alyssa Day performing in the show.
Hi.
Why Next to Normal? We'll start there.
It's such an important story, not only about mental illness, which is something that we don't have a lot of theatrical stories to tell, and it's got a stigma attached to it, so that's important, but it's also about grief and anybody who's dealt with that or not dealt with that. So it's just an important story that it's time to let it come out again.
When you saw that this was on the schedule, was this something you were immediately excited to think about?
As soon as they announced it, I went up to David Bullis and said, I need to be a part of the show, whether that is in it or directing it. And I said, I can't guarantee I could be in it, so if you need a director, let me know. That's how it all started.
Why an in-concert production for this show?
It's a stripped-down version, sort of like a staged reading, but a little bit more than that, because we wanted to really concentrate on the story and the voices, because the music is just incredible. So it's just all about focusing on those components.
So what does that mean for Stage Left as far as a concert experience? Is that in your own space? Is that...
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
It's like a normal production, except it's more, it's pared down to just the essentials.
Yes, it's in a black box sort of setting. There's no set. There's minimal aspects on the stage, minimal props, very little costuming. It's really just what needs to be there to tell the story in the best way possible.
Alyssa, tell me a little bit about your part in the show.
Well, I play Diana, the mother of the family that suffers with manic depressive with delusional episodes. That's what she's diagnosed with. I was privileged to play the part about 10 years ago, so I was able to come in with a good knowledge of the music and the story and the character. So, yeah.
It's really interesting to see her revisit the character mm-hmm. from 10 years difference, now having an 18-year-old child and having that life experience that changes the perspective of the show for her now.
Yeah.
And what has that perspective change been for you?
It's been really interesting having my daughter just graduated high school. So having her the same age as Diana's son, it really hits me in a new way. Yeah. I mean, my daughter is very smart and very talented and all of that. But having her, like, this whole relationship shift with her of like, okay, great, she's an adult now. So I've been really able to kind of pull that in with the relationship with the son, because he's 18. He's about ready to move out and letting go of that. And it's when I did the show before, my daughter was 8. So I had a lot of the experiences with toddlerhood and young children and all of that. But there is that just crazy relationship shift. I can't even describe it. It's lovely. I get to be a bit more of her friend now than just trying to keep her alive, which is has been lovely. But yeah, it's very interesting to kind of put that into this relationship with the son, because she's got to let him go. And I don't want to. I mean, I'm excited for all of the things that my daughter will do, but I still have to let her go, you know.
Well, without going perhaps into too much detail, what is the larger arc for this character? What is the story about for the person that you play?
I think it's really about finding out who she is for herself without everything being focused on her illness. She goes through a period of not wanting to take medication. She goes through some pretty intense treatment But this whole story is grief and letting go and moving on from things that were incredibly traumatic and how it affects everybody in the family. And I really think it's about her figuring out who she is apart from that grief and apart from her illness. and it's difficult.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, and it's an ensemble show, so even though Diana is maybe the focus of the center of the family, it's how all of the characters are affected and have the grief or the components that they have to deal with and or not deal with, as the case may be.
Well, it's a family drama in many ways, and that central illness affects all of the characters in the show in different ways. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
In putting together an ensemble show like this, how has this cast come together to tell such a heavy story in many ways?
It's been phenomenal to watch everybody. We have some youngsters in the cast for the younger kid characters. We've got people of all ages kind of coming together, but they've solidified the vocals. The harmonies are just phenomenal. It's just stunning. And to see them all come together and work with each other on such a emotional tale has just been great. And it's really just blossoming at this point.
Well, this run for the In Concert production of Next to Normal is very limited. It's just July 17th and 18th and 24th and 25th.
That's
and
it.
That's at Stage Left Theater, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I've been joined here by the director, Rebecca Craven, and the performer playing Diana, Alyssa Day. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.